Imagine being told you can't marry the person you love because a personality test deemed you incompatible. This nearly happened to Benjamin Hardy when his wife's family, devoted to the color code system, warned her against marrying him, a passive dreamer, supposedly ill-matched with her personality type. Thankfully, she ignored these labels, leading to their thriving marriage and family. This experience sparked Hardy's mission to challenge the dangerous myth that personality is fixed and unchangeable. Why do we so readily accept artificial limitations on who we can become? What if everything you believe about your personality is actually holding you back from your true potential? The truth is far more liberating. Your personality isn't permanent. It's a choice, not a discovery. The personality testing industry has grown into a $2 billion enterprise, selling the illusion of self-discovery. These tests, including the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, used by 89 of Fortune 100 companies, fail basic scientific standards of reliability and validity. Created by an untrained mother-daughter duo, they're based more on casual observation than scientific research. The real damage comes from how these tests shape self-perception. Labels like INTJ or blue personality become internalized as permanent traits, creating self-fulfilling prophecies that limit growth. I'm not creative or I'm not leadership material become psychological barriers. Science contradicts the notion of fixed personality. A 63-year study found virtually no correlation between personality traits in adolescence and late adulthood. Harvard psychologist Dr. Daniel Gilbert's End of History Illusion shows that while people recognize past changes, they consistently underestimate future growth. We're works in progress that mistakenly think we're finished. Andre Norman's transformation from violent inmate to Harvard fellow shows how purpose shapes identity. In solitary confinement, after learning his friends were stabbed, Andre planned revenge killings. Then came his Wizard of Oz moment, realizing his pursuit of prison status would only make him king of nowhere in a system designed to contain him. This awakening led Andre to set an audacious new goal, Harvard. During his remaining 8 years in prison, he taught himself to read and write, studied law books daily, and developed intellectual discipline. Mentored by an Orthodox rabbi who taught him how to be human, Andre transformed from an angry inmate into a purpose-driven man who achieved his dream of becoming a Harvard Fellow. Everything we do has an underlying purpose that shapes our identity. Our goals emerge from three sources: exposure to possibilities, desire for change, and confidence in achievement. You can't choose what you don't know exists. Your imagination is limited by your experiences. This insight drove Chef Charlie Trotter to invite impoverished children to his elite Chicago restaurant, expanding their vision of possible futures. What we commonly identify as personality is often just a collection of coping mechanisms. Like a child avoiding the momentary pain of removing glass from their foot, we build life patterns around emotional wounds. We create safe but limiting environments that accommodate our traumas. Avoiding intimacy after heartbreak, choosing safe careers, or maintaining destructive habits because change feels threatening. Psychological flexibility is crucial for emotional recovery. Professional athletes model this well. They can't dwell on missed shots because the game demands immediate presence. We must learn to hold emotions loosely while pursuing meaningful goals. When stuck in emotional refractory periods, we risk turning temporary states into seemingly permanent personality traits. Trauma isn't just about what happens to us. It's about what we hold inside without an empathetic witness. Lisa Ling's journalism illustrates this through her emotional interviews with trauma survivors. The intensity is such that her team regularly huddles together to process their feelings. She recognizes this work would be impossible alone. Her team serves as mutual witnesses, helping each other process challenging experiences. Our life stories are fluid interpretations of how we became who we are. Buzz Aldrin and Giannis Antetokounmpo illustrate contrasting ways to frame achievement. Post-moon landing, Aldrin fell into alcoholism, believing he'd peaked, thinking, "I will never outlive this." In contrast, after winning MVP, Antetokounmpo simply said, "That's in the past now," and focused forward. Ken Arlen transformed his identity by spontaneously telling new hospital colleagues he'd never smoked, despite his pack-a-day habit and 20 failed quit attempts. This public declaration in a new environment made smoking incompatible with his new identity. His cravings vanished within a week, and he never smoked again. Dan Sullivan's Gap and Gain framework offers a powerful perspective shift. Living in the gap means fixating on what's lacking, while the gain focuses on progress from your starting point. Measuring gains trains you to recognize progress, building momentum for bigger goals. Full commitment, 100%, versus partial commitment, 98%, eliminates decision fatigue and identity confusion. As Clayton Christensen observed, it's easier to hold to your principles 100% of the time than it is to hold to them 98% of the time. Your environment profoundly shapes who you become. Dr. Ellen Langer's counterclockwise study proved this when elderly men lived for 5 days in a recreated 1959 setting. By treating them as their younger selves, they underwent remarkable transformations, improving in height, eyesight, hearing, memory, and dexterity. Men who arrived with canes left carrying their own suitcases, demonstrating how environmental cues can reverse biological aging markers. Environmental design shapes identity through strategic remembering. Artist James Whistler kept his finest painting nearby as a reminder of his capabilities during moments of doubt. Similarly, Tim Ferriss displays the magic of thinking big as a trigger for expanded thinking, while Ryan Holiday carries a memento mori coin to remember mortality. Forcing functions are environmental elements that compel specific actions. When the author invested $800 in Ironman triathlon registration, his identity shifted immediately. He began seeing himself as a triathlete, consumed endurance sports content, restored his bicycle, and modified his training. The financial and social commitment created an environment demanding follow-through. Melissa Hull's story of losing her son and facing her husband's betrayal illustrates profound transformation. After contemplating suicide, a letter from someone who shared similar loss became her turning point. This connection showed her that her pain could have meaning, transforming her from victim to someone who helps others feel heard. This represents a crucial shift, seeing your past as happening for you rather than to you. When you embrace this mindset, purpose drives you instead of personality, enabling you to transcend comfort zones. Someone who experienced childhood poverty might view those struggles as preparation for helping underprivileged communities. Your personality can transform dramatically, making your wildest dreams your new normal. Research shows significant personality changes are possible within 2 months through conscious effort, whether becoming more extroverted, emotionally resilient, or developing leadership qualities. The choice of who you become is yours. Your personality isn't permanent, but a deliberate creation shaped by your aspirations. You're not trapped by your past, traits, or circumstances. You're the architect of your identity, evolving toward who you choose to become.